Please have a seat on the examination table. I understand you both are here today because you're feeling restricted by your fears, anxieties, and inhibitions, right? Well, you're in the right place. This is what I specialize in. We heal this anxiety directly in my sessions using a novel approach that goes beyond cognitive behavioral therapy. I have developed this approach from Freudian theory. You see, I believe all anxieties and inhibitions stem from sexual anxieties and inhibitions. If we treat your sexual inhibitions, then your inhibitions in other areas of life will be resolved. Do you understand? Good. Good. Now, let's start by focusing on your relationship with your own body. I'm going to put on some music to help you loosen up and get out of your heads a little. Your body is yours, and you need to own it. You understand? You need to own your own body. Enjoy it. Take pride in it. It's yours. There's so much pleasure to be found in your body, yes? Let's begin treatment with one of you right now. Who's it going to be? Great. Please stand up for me. Thank you. Now, I want you to take off your clothes in front of your partner, and I want you to own your own body and your movements as you do so. No looking down, no looking away. Look your partner straight in the eye. Good. Now start with everything on your torso and take it off. Take pride as you remove your clothes. Go ahead, do it. Do it with determination. How does that feel? Your skin is kissing the air. It's a good feeling, isn't it? And how does your partner's eyes feel on you? They're appreciating your body. That's right, your body. Feel their gaze on you. Now, this is expected in my practice. I see your partner is becoming aroused by watching you. Can you see the power you have over their attention? Own your power. Really feel the power you have over your partner. A power that only comes to you when you reveal yourself without inhibition. And now, take the rest of your clothes off. Take your time, own every moment, and enjoy your partner's gaze on you as you reveal who you are. Is it nice watching? Is it nice seeing someone else reveal who they are? It is, isn't it? And isn't it nice being watched? Feeling someone's attention transfixed on you? This can be very healing for the psyche. Their eyes are glued to you, watching your every move. Excellent. Now it's time to switch positions. When you sit down, you can grab a blanket to keep warm if you like, but only over your shoulders. Don't hide in it. Okay, swap positions. And now the same thing. I want you to take your clothes off while your partner watches. Go ahead, uncover your torso first and do it confidently, maintaining direct eye contact with your partner. That's it. Feel their gaze on you. How does it feel to have this power over their attention? Turn around. Let them see your back too. And now let them see the rest of you. Get everything off. That's right. Take all your clothes off until you stand naked and they're completely transfixed by you. Can you see how aroused that makes them? It's liberating, isn't it? Being naked and having someone else study your body? Now that you both undressed in front of each other and reaped the psychological benefits, it's time to proceed with the therapy. The next part is something that can be referred to as tactile therapy. Here, you let your partner explore you by touch while you're naked. You let them not only see you, but feel you. It is vulnerable to be seen naked, but it's even more vulnerable to be touched naked. Both help release your inhibitions. For the partner that's standing, you're going to gently open the legs of your partner. Feel free to kneel, grab a chair, or sit down in front of them. Do whatever makes you comfortable. You need to be comfortable to properly be able to enjoy this and reap the benefits of this exercise. Have you found a comfortable position from which you can explore your partner? Good. As I said, gently open your partner's legs if you haven't already done so. Then slowly examine their pelvic area with your fingertips. How does that skin feel? Is it soft or rough? Keep gently examining it. Is the skin rough or soft? Is there any hair? Keep it gentle. How does that feel? Keep going. Really examine the area with your fingertips. Now slowly move on to massaging the pelvic area. Feel around gently. This area is sensitive, so no hard kneading, please. Can you feel any muscles? Any tensions? Keep going. Take your time. How's that? Do you think they're starting to relax? Or perhaps get aroused? And for the partner who is being touched, how do you feel? Someone's taking the time to see you and feel you. Really feel you. You are completely exposed to them. Now for the person doing the touching, I want you to explore your partner with your mouth, as this is even more intimate. I want you to find out what they taste like. That's it. Lick them. And maybe suck a bit, too. Kiss them. And let your fingertips continue to play. Keep playing for a while. For the person who is being touched, if you enjoy being touched and caressed, show it. I want to hear you moan. Express yourself. Express your desire. Go for it. I want to keep hearing it. I want to hear how excited you are. I want you to feel liberated to speak up. Give up your inhibitions and let go. Show your partner your pleasure. They will feel more liberated to touch you if you show them you appreciate it. By both becoming liberated, you also liberate each other. That's it. Well done. Now it's time to swap places. Go ahead. Now, I want to see the same thing happening for the partner that is now standing up. I want you to find a position from which you can explore your partner's pelvic area comfortably. The partner sitting down also needs to be comfortable. And start the exploration. First, gently open their legs, then touch the pelvic area. Really feel your way around. Explore it. Let your fingers caress it. Let them wander all over. Take your time. Have you gotten to know their pelvic region? Good. Now it's time to massage that area, and as you do so, watch out for what arouses your partner. And for the partner being explored, I want you to express your pleasure. Let go. Fully express how you feel. Your partner wants to hear you moan and scream. Tell them what feels good. You're both doing great. You're both letting go of your inhibitions in real time. Are you aware of that? Let's keep going. Now it's time to continue the exploration by mouth. Lick, play, suck, really get to know the body they've revealed to you. Does it feel good to be explored? Are you enjoying it? Because I want you to give in to the pleasure. Forget about everything else. Give in to the pleasure. Fully give in. Let nothing stop you. You are free. I'm observing that you're both sufficiently aroused now. Isn't it liberating being aroused and expressing it with someone else? Now, we're going to move on to the next part of this treatment. For that to happen, I want you to sit next to each other on the examination table. Go ahead, get comfortable next to each other. Great. Now I want you both to close your eyes. Are your eyes closed? Great. Now I want you to think about the sexiest thing you can imagine, the most dirty fantasy you've ever had. Go ahead. Think about the most pleasurable thing imaginable. Great. I can see you're both getting lost in your fantasies. Now I want you to keep thinking about that. But as you do so, please touch your own body now. Go ahead. Keep your eyes closed, thinking about the dirtiest thing you want to do, and please yourself while doing so. Play with your body. Does that feel good? Keep going. It can get even better. Keep imagining the dirtiest thing you can possibly think of. Now I want you to both slowly open your eyes and look at one another. Then I want you to, one at a time, whisper your fantasies to one another. Who's going to start? Decide now. Great. You know who is going first. Remember, no inhibitions, no judgment. In this room, lust is allowed. Lust is encouraged. You're here to live your desires, and fantasies are just that. Fantasies. Not all fantasies should become reality, but talking about them with a partner, that's sexy. Life and sex are so much better without inhibitions. If you can't share all your fantasies at once, that's fine. Start where you're comfortable and keep going from there. Keep pushing your boundaries. I'm going to leave you to it now and exit the room. When I exit, I want whoever is going first to caress your partner's body while telling them one thing you've been fantasizing about. Take as long as you want while whispering your fantasy and caressing their body. Then, swap and do exactly the same thing. Got it? Great. I'm leaving now. Remember, you're now liberated. You have no inhibitions. This treatment is lasting. You're free to do whatever you want, so as long as it brings pleasure to you and those around you. Own your body and your desire.